Chapter 10. The Return of the Sultan. The Sultan went to seek the young king of the Black Isles, who was waiting for him patiently. When he found him, he said, "Your Majesty, be happy. You now have nothing to fear. Your cruel enemy is dead." The young king thanked the Sultan with tears in his eyes. "From this day forward," said the Sultan, "may you live in peace in your capital. That is, unless you will accompany me to mine, which is near. You shall be welcome there. You will have as much honor shown you as if you were in your own kingdom."
"Powerful Sultan, to whom I am so grateful," replied the king, "you think you are near your capital."
"Yes," said the Sultan, "it is not more than a 5-hour journey."
"It will take you a whole year to return," said the king. "I do believe that you came here from your capital in the time you mention, because my land was enchanted. But since the enchantment has been taken off, things have changed. However, this shall not prevent me following you. You are my deliverer. To give you proof of my gratitude, I am willing to accompany you. I will leave my kingdom without regret."
The Sultan was extremely surprised to learn that he was so far from his own country. He could not imagine how it could be, but it was beyond a possibility of doubt. The Sultan replied, "It is no matter. The trouble of returning to my own country is rewarded by having helped you. Since you will do me the honor of accompanying me, and as I have no child, I will look upon you as such. From this moment on, you are my heir and next in line for my throne." The young king then made preparations for his journey. 3 weeks later, the Sultan and the young king began the long journey back, with 100 camels loaded with riches from the treasure house, followed by 50 handsome gentlemen on horseback. They left the Black Isles for the Sultan's home. They had a long but pleasant journey back to the Sultan's lands. When the Sultan finally approached his capital, his ministers came out to greet him. They assured him that his long absence had not altered his country. The inhabitants of his city came out in great crowds. They cheered as the Sultan and his court entered the city. The day after his arrival, the Sultan told his court of his new heir, the King of the Black Isles. As a reward for his court's loyalty, he made each of them presents according to their rank. As for the fisherman, the Sultan gave him a large fortune. It made him and his family happy the rest of their days.